Good morning. With KUAC News, I'm Robert Hannon. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says it has new evidence of a bacterial agent that's moved into moose and caribou. Mycoplasma ova pneumoniae, or MOVI, is a respiratory bacterium previously documented in sheep and goat species. Now Fish and Game says it's identified it in healthy Alaska moose and caribou. In addition to these findings, Fish and Game also reports it found the bacterium in a necropsy of an emaciated 40-mile caribou herd member found May 16th. MOVI impairs a host's respiratory process to clear bacteria that enters lungs normally, and it's been linked to sporadic pneumonia outbreaks in lower 48 bighorn sheep. Fish and Game biologists say respiratory disease is not uncommon in caribou, and it's not a driving factor in caribou population dynamics. Also, the presence of MOVI in an animal does not mean it is or will become sick. The department says it will continue to monitor for MOVI and other pathogens in Dall sheep, mountain goats, and other Alaska wildlife, and collaborate with federal agencies. The city of Fairbanks and its public safety union are back to square one in labor negotiations following a decision from the Alaska Supreme Court. The Fairbanks Daily Newsminer reports the state's high court ruled the city didn't violate law when it voted to reconsider a labor contract it had already officially approved. In 2014, the city council approved a contract with the union. It then reversed itself by suspending its rules of procedure and voted against the contract over money concerns. That prompted the union to cry foul and appeal to the Alaska Labor Relations Agency, which sided with it, as did State Superior Court. But last week, the Supreme Court ruling overturned those earlier decisions. Both city and labor officials say they will work to negotiate a new contract. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's concerned Alaska's economy will suffer as a result of China's tariffs on imports of American seafood. In a written statement, she says she's urging President Trump to reach a trade policy with China that protects the export market. Congressman Don Young says he's also asking the administration to ensure Alaska's seafood industry is protected. The United States Friday released a list of Chinese goods on which it will place a 25% tariff. That prompted China to announce reciprocal tariffs on U.S. goods, including Alaska seafood. Garrett Everidge is an economist with the McDowell Group. He specializes in the seafood industry.
Our initial review of this indicates that really all salmon species, pollock, groundfish, herring, really across the board for Alaska seafood products, in addition to lobster and other products produced throughout the U.S. It looks like the announcement indicates that the tariff would be 25% on product, including Alaska seafood products.
Both U.S. and Chinese tariffs will reportedly take effect July 6. Everidge says it's too early to know what this will mean for the seafood market.
There's a whole other side of this with diplomacy and strategy on the side of China and the U.S. that we're not really aware of. But in the event that this actually occurs, it will certainly be a challenge to the industry, and it will impact processors, communities, fishermen, just because a 25% tariff means an increase in cost.
Everidge says China plays a major role in Alaska's seafood industry, so tariffs would affect a significant portion of the market.
So in 2017, Alaska exported about 1.1 million metric tons of seafood to countries around the globe. And of this total, China accounted for a little bit less than half of that. Exports of Alaska salmon to China account for about 40% of our total salmon exports. About one in three salmon that has been exported from Alaska has gone to China.
The new tariffs add to already existing tariffs on Alaska seafood entering China that vary from 5 to 15% depending on species. In May, Alaska's congressional delegation wrote the president warning that a trade dispute could prompt China to retaliate against American seafood. They also said the Chinese market for premium Alaska seafood is especially important because Russia banned seafood imports in response to U.S. sanctions in 2014. And tonight, three poets offer readings from newly published works. Peggy Shoemaker is a former Alaska writer laureate and the editor of two literary series for Boreal Books and the University of Alaska Press. She says having three new books of verse emerge during challenging economic times underscores the importance of art. Sometimes, Shoemaker says, people set up false dichotomies when times are tough.
Should we take care of children who need daycare, or should we have the arts? Well, no, it's not either or. We should find a way to feed our bodies and also feed our souls. And if we have no arts, then we have no stories. If we have no stories, we have no community.
Shoemaker is joined at the UA Museum of the North tonight by poets Aaron Hollowell and James Engelhart. The readings take place at 7:30. I'm Robert Hannon.